Welcome to Radio Disclosure. I'm Matt Aaron, your host. And one of the things we try to do here is help protect you, inform you, especially when we've got information on scammers and get right in the middle of it. And that's exactly what we did.
What are you going to do about this?
What am I going to do? I'm going to inform the people.
Yeah.
And you're going to be going.
Right.
You're going to keep making noises. You're going to keep making
noises. In your dreams. Thank you, people. All right?
You're all guys. You're
going
to be going, go,
all right.
Go. Yeah, that's you.
Go.
And yeah, then you'll be going,
I'll be back.
You got.
So this is my last encounter with one of these Apple iCloud account scammers from India. Oh, yeah. It was fun. Got about 10 of them. And I picked out of the 10 probably the 5 best. And I'm going to continue the audio after I go through my dissertation here of how bad this scam actually is and how we have to be careful about phone scams. Fishing expeditions are a bad thing for us, the consumer. Social engineering, along with fishing expeditions, are really bad. So here's what they do. They call you and it sounds like this.
Dear customer, this is Olivia from Apple Support. We have found some suspicious activities in your iCloud account. Before using any Apple device, please contact Apple Support Advisor. Press 1.
So here's the deal. This is definitely not Apple. And how the scam works is they convince you that they are Apple. And they get access to one of your devices, either a phone, computer. They either lock your data down, or they steal your data, your bank account information, bank logins, etc., anything they get their hands on. And they use that to steal from you. Or in some cases, the more direct, they just encrypt all the data on your hardware, on your device or computer. They use cryptoware, and then you owe them a fee. These are real nice people. So one of the things I did is I kept the audio kind of quiet in certain locations. And when I did that, I was able to gather out some more information. Here's a clip where one of the people sitting next to the scammer I was sitting next to says, "I don't care who you are." And then you have this next clip, which just sends chills down my spine, which tells me that somebody just got taken advantage of. That is the fee you owe me. How can we owe anything to somebody who's lying to us? How do we put ourselves in that position? Inform you of another scam that was brought to my attention. I get a lot of these calls. I don't know why. They call me on the phone. They say they're Middle Tennessee Electric. And that's my electric company. And they call me Matt Aaron. Now, Aaron's not my legal last name. And I'm like, so, okay, you're going to cut my power off in 30 minutes if I don't pay you $512. I haven't paid my electric bill in two to three months. Okay, yeah, okay. I don't believe you. And I told the scammer on the phone when that scam happened. So this is a fishing expedition. They get me on the phone, and then this is a social engineering attempt to get me to pay them and give them a credit card number over the phone for Middle Tennessee Electric, supposedly. That's not Middle Tennessee Electric. So I pick up the phone, hang up with them, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not giving you my card over the phone. I don't believe you're Middle Tennessee Electric. I'm like, oh, yes, we are. If you don't pay right now, we're going to cut your power off. We cut it off if you hang up right now. Major threats. Same thing that these people are doing. So here's the thing. You have to be careful. You have to be smart. They spoof their caller IDs. It's not, even though it says that that's the person calling you, that could not be the person calling you. It doesn't have to be. Just because you see it doesn't mean you need to believe it. Well, the Apple guys, because they called me like 47 times in one day, got my special attention. One of the guys, when they found out I was recording, had this reaction.
You were like recording my call, right?
I'm like, oh yeah, I am. I love this. Every one of them says this when I waste their time.
I enjoy with you because you are an entertainer for me. You know that you are not wasting my time. You are an entertainer for me.
Yeah, right. I am wasting your time. And then he starts threatening me.
So you think that you will stay safe?
If I post this, what are they going to do? They're going to come after me. Ooh.
Just do whatever you want to do. And just wait and watch what we will do right now.
Right now. They're going to do something right now. And so I challenged him. I was like, well, what are you doing right now? Come on, man. Like, what are you doing right now? Oh, no. Like, right now. Right now? Or was that now before? Because I'm confused.
And once you upload this, I will let you know what I will do. I will bang you.
This guy is going to bang me. Well, he never got to the point where he could say to me, yeah, nope. They're from India. They're from California. One of them told me that they were from Indiana. And that's just somebody else saying to somebody else way in the background that they're from California. Yeah, this is bad. Well, I hope you enjoyed. Continue listening because you got three clips of wonderful phone calls. And pay attention to what's underneath and pay attention to how they are social engineering. If you're really into this and you really enjoy it, take a listen because you'll enjoy. Hello.
Dear customer, this is Olivia from Apple Support. We have found some suspicious activities in your iCloud account
that your iCloud account
has been breached. Before using any Apple device, please contact Apple Support Advisor. Press 1 to connect with. Thank you for calling Apple Support. Please hold while we connect you to a representative.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Welcome to Apple Support. How may I help today?
You tell me. You call me.
What was the message you received?
It was something about my iCloud account.
All right, sir. Well, I can see here the call you have received was an automated call, all right?
Okay.
Because it notifying us within the last 24 hours, we have received several notifications that your iCloud account has been logged on from overseas countries multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So we just wanted to verify, are you the one who's traveling overseas countries?
No.
Or somebody else trying to compromise it?
No, I am not traveling overseas.
All right. Have you shared your password with somebody, like maybe your friends or family members?
No, I have not. I have not.
Okay. Well, I can see here, sir, if you are not the one, it means the else having an unauthorized access to it.
Oh, dear.
And in order to rectify this issue, do you have any computer or laptop nearby you?
Yeah, I'd have to turn it on, though.
Okay, can you turn it on?
Yeah, it's gonna take a moment. Hold on just a second. I gotta walk across the room here.
Okay.
Give me just a second here. Sorry, my pet peacock is about ready to drive me crazy. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry about that. All right, so the computer's turning on, but it looks like it's going through Windows updates. I'm so sorry. I don't know how long it's going to take. It's kind of coming up. Where are you from, man?
Basically, I'm from India.
Ah, okay. Are you from the United States, or are you in the U.S. now, or are you still in India?
I am still in India.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, update.
You know that, right?
No, I didn't. So, updates are about 35%. So, how's the weather been there?
It is a nighttime, or weather is a little bit cool.
That's good. At least it's not hot.
Just started here.
At least it's not hot. All right. So looks like updates are complete. Looks like it. Let me log into the computer here. All right. Are you still there? Hello. 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 I guess he put me on hold. And he hung up. Wah. Hello.
Dear customer, this is Olivia from Apple Support. We have found some suspicious activities in your iCloud account, but your iCloud. Thank you for calling Apple Support. Please hold while we connect you to a representative.
Thank you for calling Apple. How much is you?
Yes, sir. You guys said I had some weird, suspicious, or something on the beginning there.
Yes, sir. Actually, from last 28 hours, we keep getting several notifications. Your Apple ID has been breached from overseas location multiple times. So we just wanted to verify that. Are you traveling any overseas country right now?
No, I am not.
All right, sir. I do believe that, sir, you aren't smart enough. So have you shared your ID or password with someone, like with your family members or anybody else?
No, I have not. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, you like muted out for a second or something.
No.
Okay. Yeah. No, I haven't.
I'm suffering from some coughing.
Oh,
actually, I'm sorry for coughing, sir.
No, that's okay. That's okay. COVID's pretty bad everywhere.
Yes. Yes, sir. So, sir, as I'm checking my system, it's showing you. Your Apple ID has been breached from Germany and Russia from both the location. And I do believe that you don't know anyone from there, right?
I mean, I do, but I don't think they're going to be logging into my iCloud account.
Yes. So, from both the location, you know?
From both Germany and Russia, but that doesn't matter. So, how do we resolve this?
All right. So, sir, in order to fix this problem, in order to block all those unauthorized persons, so, you have to fix this problem with the help of your compatible device. Do you have any compatible device with you, like laptop, computer, or you have only cell phone?
I have my my notebook with me from work. I'd have to boot that up.
Your notebook will not work for that, all right? We need, like, your iPad or, like, your cell phone.
Okay, so do you have, like, a... Can I just use my home computer? Is that okay?
Yes, all right.
Oh, great. Okay, so let me go turn that on. Can you hold on just a second here?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, hold on just a second here. All right, it is booting up. It's a little slow, but yeah, it's an old clunker, but she'll get there. So where are you from?
So actually, I'm from Indiana, and right now because of COVID, so I'm just in Apple Park only from 2 months. From last 2 months, we have free accommodation because of COVID. All right?
Free accommodation
provided by Apple.
So you're
staying in California, in Cupertino.
Okay, so you're all the way, you said Indiana, I think is what you said.
Yes.
Wow, okay. How's the weather been there?
I'm in California right now.
Oh, okay.
It's hot.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So my computer, let me type in the password. Give me just a moment here. I'm working on this. All right. So I've got the password in and Windows is coming online. All right. So what do you want me to do?
First you tell me that. Before me, have you spoke to any representatives?
Have
and
I what?
How many calls have you received from Apple? Just tell me that.
I have no idea. I'm maybe one or two, but I'm sitting here right now. I'm ready for you. What is it that you need me to do now?
You have to type. You are in like Safari or where are you right now?
Do I need to open up Chrome? Like a web browser?
Yeah, Safari. You have to open a Safari.
Okay. Yeah. I'm in Safari now. So where do you want me to go?
So you have to tap on search address bar and you have to tap on www.apple.com/download.
Okay, hold on just a second. Apple.com/download.
Anydesk. Okay. Sir, not apple.com. It's Anydesk. It's anydesk.com/download.
Oh, okay. Hold
Anydesk.
On. Any. Can you spell that for me?
I will spell out for you. Just listen carefully. Should I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's A as an apple, Anna as a Nancy, Y as a yo-yo, Annie, and desk. D as in Denmark, E as in England, S as in Switzerland, K as in Kingdom, anydesk.com/download.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
So repeat me from the beginning what you're typing.
So anydesk.com. So I went there. Do you want me to go to the downloads?
Yes. You have to tap on download.
Okay. Done. So I got it downloaded. So do you want me to install this?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So I got it installed here, and looks like the application just came right up just instantly.
What you can see? Well, what you can see in your screen right now?
Hold on. So it says, this desk can be accessed with this address.
Yes. All right. So you can see this desk. So just help me there with that address. It's a 9-digit code. Just tell me that code.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
561-736.
Yes, 561.
73
Wait a moment. 561.
Mhm. 736.
Seven. Yes.
637. 637.
All right. I will repeat it from the beginning. It's 561. 736. 637. Right.
561. 736. 636.
637. 636 or 636.
The last numbers are 637.
Yeah. That only I've just mentioned it. Thank you for confirming, sir. It's invalid, sir.
I'm looking at it right here. What do you need me to do?
Just repeat me from the beginning. You are giving me like an invalid number.
Okay.
Like you will see this desk and you will see like a 9-digit number. Just tell me the 9-digit number.
Yep. It's 561-736-637.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, wait a moment.
Sure.
No. It issuing an invalid destination address.
Oh,
the address you have entered is invalid. Please check for typing errors. So you have given me like error verification code. So just check it out, and you have to give me correct one.
So, all right, it's 561-736-637.
561-736-637.
It's huge. It's enormous. And it's coming next. The big numbers game.
So let me ask you a question. Did you realize that you've been on the radio the whole time?
You know that. I would like to inform you that. You know that you are entertainer.
Yeah, I am. Do you have anything to say to the audience? Because, I mean, I know you're a scammer, but, I mean, this has been quite fun. It's almost been like a date.
I enjoy you. I enjoy with you because you are an entertainer for me. You know that you are not wasting my time. You are an entertainer for me.
Really? I'm not wasting your time? But you do realize that
I am
actually letting the people know what kind of scammer you are.
Mm-hmm. So what you are doing?
I'm going to answer another call coming in right from your place, but it looks like this one is like the voicemail side. So I just answered it. Let's see if I go like this. Oh, it hung up. So, yeah, I mean,
so
you guys been
you
calling.
Were like, you were like recording my call, right?
Yeah.
So you will upload this video as online?
That and a couple radio stations across the United States. Doesn't that sound like fun?
So you think that, like, you will stay safe?
That I would stay.
If you will do that.
That I would stay safe.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Just do whatever you want to do, and just wait and watch what we will do right now.
What are you going to do right now?
Not right now.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, just first you like upload like this, and once you upload this, I will let you know what I will do. I will bang you.
You will? Like a hammer? You're gonna hit me with a hammer?
All right.
Yes.
I mean, are you guys like sinister? Are you like trying to take over the world or something?
Try to take over the world.
I'm from China.
You're from China. Okay. Okay.
I'm from China.
From China. China. All right. Cool. Well, how's the weather in China?
Ching chong.
Ching chong what? I mean, if you're in China, have you ever heard this? That's kind of like Godzilla. Ooh, scary.
You are in radio station?
I'm actually a radio network, but I don't know if you know the difference.
All right, you are a radio network, so you are RG? You are RG, right?
I have no idea what algae is. That's like something that grows in like a pond, I think.
RG, I'm talking about RG, radio jockey. You are a radio jockey?
No, I'm a cow. Here, listen, I'm going to transform. Are you ready? Come on, that was funny. I mean, you got to laugh at that. I can turn into a dog. You want to hear? You want to hear my dog impression?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you like that, don't you? So what are we gonna do? I mean, are we just gonna sit here and
ship
just
on.
Are we just gonna sit here and talk and absolutely? My name. You want to
know?
You
Tell
want to
name.
Know my name? You called me. You're Apple support. You should know my name.
So you told me that I'm not an Apple support.
So you want to know my name? My first name is Arnold. And he hung up. Oh my gosh.
Dear customer. This is Olivia from Apple Support. We have found some suspicious activities in your iCloud account, that your iCloud account has been breached. Before using any Apple device, please contact Apple Support Advisor. Press 1. To connect with Apple Support Advisor, press 2. To listen to this message again. Or if you wish to contact us later, please call us on our Dear Customer. This is Olivia from Apple Support. We have found some suspicious activities in your iCloud account, that your iCloud account has been breached. Before using any Apple device, please contact Apple Support Advisor. Press 1. To connect with Apple Support Advisor, press 2. To listen to this message again. Thank you for calling Apple Support. Please hold while we connect you to a representative.
Thank you for calling Apple Support. How can I help you today?
I don't know. How about you? You tell me.
All right. So it seems that the call you have received was an automated call by the Apple Support, and we have received several notifications that your Apple ID or maybe your IP address has been logged on into the overseas location multiple times. So we just want you to verify that. Are you the one who's traveling overseas right now?
Hold on. You say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm asking you, are you traveling overseas with your family or friends, something?
Oh, no, I'm not. Of course not.
All right, sir. If it's not you, maybe somebody is having unauthorized access to your account because your location has been logged in into the overseas location like Germany or Russia. So we just wanted you to warn you all about this before it's too late. All right, because they have all the information of yours. They have all the information like your name, your email address, your number. All right. Because in the last 3 or 4 years, we have received so many customers has been saying that their security has been breached out. They lose their money. They lose their important documents.
That sounds pretty
That's
scary.
Why. Yes, sir. That's why, sir. And don't worry, sir. You don't need to pay a single penny for that because Apple don't charge anything for free. All right?
Really?
Don't charge anything for service. You don't need to pay a single penny. But if you could just allow us, maybe we can help you get with it. It will take only 10 minutes.
Okay. So.
Do you want to do that?
So, yeah. So, what do we got to do?
All right. I'm going to tell you. First, do you have iPad or Mac right now with you?
I have neither.
All right. Do you have iPhone?
I do not have an iPhone, no.
All right. So which smartphone you are using?
I have an Android, but I'm not on an Android phone right now.
You don't have any Android phone also? Because
we
need a smart... Yeah? Tell me.
You say you need a what?
We need a smartphone or your laptop or desktop if you have. Any desktop or laptop or any smartphone. It can be Android, it can be iPhone, it can be anything. But it has to be minimum Android phone. Or else if you have a laptop or desktop right now.
So do I, will a Windows computer work?
Yeah, definitely it will work, sir.
Oh, cool. So what do I got to do?
Is it all right? So, is your Windows phone open right now?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about a computer.
Yes. I'm talking about also the computer. Is your computer open right now?
It can be.
All right. Okay. Just do one thing. Okay.
Sure.
Just do one thing. Open any web browser do you like? Any web browser.
Okay, I got to turn it on, but yeah, I'll go ahead and turn the computer on. It'll take just a second. So where are you located?
All right. Sir, I'm located in California, Cupertino, in Vern Park, Kelly.
So what did you think of the presidential election?
It's Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. I think it's also is already decided. Joe Biden winning.
Oh, really? I thought Trump was still winning.
And, sir. Actually, it's just that ki I don't like politics at all right? People have to think their own work. Just don't, I don't like at politics that much because all the people have to think there about their work also, right? Just don't waste time in social media, in politics and the OTT platform. I think they have to work harder for this because now these days their children have been misusing social media and they are spending too much time on the phones and they are not playing any physical games like before that we are used to be like playing cricket, basketball, lacrosse, anything, football, soccer. Mm-hmm. Now these days every kid has been playing on the phones right now. Jeez. Every kid. And I don't think and I don't think it's a good thing for him, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, caramba!
So my computer is almost up. So as soon as it's up, what website do you want me to go to?
Okay, just go to the open first Google, sir.
Okay, give me just a second. It's running really slow, and I don't know why.
No issue, sir.
Okay, so I'm still waiting here. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, the login.
Yeah, no issue, sir. Just take your time. Don't.
So because this is all really slow? Is that the reason why this is happening? Is what you're calling about?
No, sir. It must be another reason. It must be your system has been very old. That's also the reason. All right. Basically, these hackers have hacked all their private website that you usually do, like Facebook, your Instagram, your porn videos, your Google. You know, you basically use maximum those websites. All right. And they can easily search those website by their IP addresses. All right. If they have your IP address, they can trace which website you are using. All right. And if they knew which website you are using, they can easily know all the details by yourself.
Okay. So right now I'm waiting. Looks like it's doing Windows update. So as soon as that's done, then I think we'll be ready. So it's gotta do one more update. It looks like. So you said you're in California. How's the weather been out there?
Yeah, it's good, sir. But
what's the temperature?
I'm not a climatic person. No, I'm not a climatic person because I don't have enough time to wait and relax because I have to do a lot of job, for my family. Because we kind of need that money. You know, I'm really hard work, really doing two jobs a day.
Okay. So it looks like, look here, hold on, I am very close, I think. All right, let me type in my password. Can you give me just a second here? I'm opening up, so you want me to go to Google, you said?
Yeah, just open the Google.
Okay, I'm on the Google.
I beg your pardon?
I said I'm on the Google. I'm on Google. I mean, did you...
Sir, are you messing?
Say again?
All right. Sir, if you don't trust me, then you don't have to do this. All right. If you don't trust me, then it's okay. I can understand. Nobody's going to trust you first time for the anyone person. I can understand. If you don't want to do this...
I'm
then
on
it's
Google.
Okay.
Where do you want me
no
to
problem,
go? I'm looking
sir.
At Google right now.
All right. Okay. Type it there. Any desk. Can I spell it for you?
Sure.
All right. It's any desk. A is like a Albert. N is...
What? What did you say?
It's A is like a Albert... N is like an MC.
Okay, so you want me to...
Y is like a yak.
Okay, so you're wanting me to download any desk, you said?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me see here. I got a new voicemail. I got to check out what this is. Give me a second. I got to...
That your iCloud account has been breached. Before using any Apple device...
Man, you guys are, like, calling me rapidly. I got, like, five of these in the voicemail. This must be really important. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I've got AnyDesk on here. So here I'm launching it right now. Thank you for downloading AnyDesk, it says. So let me read this. By downloading and using AnyDesk, you accept our license agreement and our privacy policy. Please consider taking our survey to help us make AnyDesk even better. If downloaded, if the download does not start automatically, please click the download link, and the download link is listed here. So I went ahead and I've clicked to the download link, and it looks like the download link is done. So I might need to take a look at this license agreement. Give me just a second here. Hold on. In terms of supplements, general, I don't see anything about Apple here on AnyDesk. Are you guys like partners or something?
I'm going to tell you, sir. Why is it connected to the Apple, sir? All right. It seemed that first, for remove all the bugs and hacking problems from your system, we need to connect your server with our server. All right. And we are doing it for free. Okay. We don't charge you anything. AnyDesk is a free remote control server. All right. For that, if you download this application, you don't need to pay for that. That's why I'm saying to you, you don't need to pay a single penny for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once you have downloaded this application, I'm gonna connect with your server, all right? And then I'm gonna show you how many hackers have been connected and how many bugs are you really in this, all right?
Okay.
And how bad your security is it, all right?
Oh, okay. I
so is your AnyDesk already downloaded?
Oh, I haven't. I got it downloaded. I just got it installed. I was reading the license agreement, so. Let me take a look here.
All right. Just download this application. It will take only a few moments.
Yep. So it says it's installing right now. So AnyDesk is okay. So it looks like the program is trying to launch. It's got like that weird looking circle thing. It's almost. I don't know. Maybe I got to download it again.
Okay, tell me, is this downloaded yet, or you want to download it again?
I told it to open, and then when I told it to
open... All right, is it open? So what do you see? When you open this application, what do you see? Did you see there was a nine-digit number
right
there?
Now I see my desktop in a spinning circle. That's all I see.
All right, so just wait for it. I think it's not open right now. Just wait for it.
Uh-huh. So let me see here. Let me hold control delete here. Can you hold on just a second? So what's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is James, sir.
Jill? Did you say your name was Jill?
Is that Gladden?
Was it Jill?
James.
Okay.
James.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So. And we've been on the phone for a while. Okay, so AnyDesk is open, and I've got it open right now. And it's got...
Yeah.
It says this desk. This desk can be accessed by this address. What are you wanting?
All right. Do you see there was a nine-digit number there?
Yes, I do.
Yes, okay. Just tell me that nine-digit number.
All right, so let me look here. So the nine-digit number is, I got to put my glasses on to see it. I might apologize. 561-736-637.
Just hold on, sir.
Sure. Are you there?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Just tell me that number again, sir.
Okay.
Just tell me that number again, sir.
561-736-6.
561.
561-736-637.
All right.
You have no idea that you're on the radio, do you? Folks, this is what a scammer sounds like. If Apple actually calls you, they don't
tell you so one thing.
Go ahead. Say whatever you would like. Go ahead. Come on. Give it to me. I want to hear it.
All right. So you're trying to say you are on the radio, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about this?
What am I going to do? I'm going to inform the people.
Yeah.
And you're going to be going.
All right.
You're going to keep making noises. You're going to keep making
in your dreams.
Noises.
In your dreams. Thank you, people. All right?
You're going to be going. You're going to be going. Go!
All right.
Yeah, that's you.
Go!
And then you'll be going.
I'll be back.
You got.